Good morning and welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about pride. I had a very prideful spirit for many decades for many reasons, and I'm not going to excuse that behavior. I'm just going to share with you the symptoms of pride and how to get over it, because pride is displeasing to God. He does not like a prideful spirit. Oh no. Mm-mm. And pride is also a blocking blesser. It makes you very unattractive to other people. And so how can you win people to Christ if you're unattractive and have a prideful spirit? So here we go. And as I'm going through these signs and symptoms, I want you to be really honest with yourself and ask yourself, have I done or said any of these things? And if you have, you're going to feel a little tinge, a little twing, a little twang, a little something. When you have a prideful spirit, it makes you want to control everything and everyone. So let's say you're the boss at your job and someone has the job to put on the Christmas party every year, and you've delegated that job to them, and yet you tell them precisely how you want it done, where you want it done, what time you want it done, the food you want served, the music that you want played. You make up the flyer that's going to be sent out to the staff. You basically take over. That's not right, y'all. If someone has a job, let them do their job. And the fact that you want to control and do it means that you have a severe problem. Pride makes you upset and sometimes confused when people don't agree with you. And the person who has the prideful spirit will say, after they've talked to you about something and you've had a heated debate or an argument, they want you to say that they're right. But they say it like this: do you agree? Don't you agree? Wouldn't you agree that would be better? No, not always, and you have to let the person know that you don't agree. Now, they're going to get a very confused look on their face. I've seen it before. It's really kind of hilarious, to be honest with you, because they're like, what? Moi is wrong? What? Like, has the universe stopped? Are we in the rapture? I mean, seriously, they look so confused. But this is pride, because they think they're always right. A prideful person looks for and points out flaws instead of the good. So again, let's say you're the person in charge. Instead of pointing out the good things that your students or that your employees are doing, you point out all the things they do wrong, which does nothing but discourage them and makes them want to quit. The child, the student, will quit trying. And the adult will quit working for you. They'll leave. Nobody likes a micromanager. Nobody. The prideful person takes credit for the work or idea of others. Oh my gosh, y'all, I had a boss several years back now. We would be in a meeting. She would be asking everyone for their opinion about something and how can we fix this, systemic problem on campus and what should we do? And all the teachers would chime in. You know, we were a big staff. There were probably 60 of us. You know, we would all chime in. Excuse me. And as soon as she heard the idea that she liked, she would repeat it and say, oh, I know. Let's do such and such and such and such. And we'd all look at each other like, Well, Susie, so-and-so just said that. Like, acknowledge the fact that that's her idea and we're going to use Susie's idea. But no, never happened. A person with a prideful spirit will exaggerate facts and figures because they have to look good. So, for example, a person with this spirit will say, "Oh my goodness, we had 1,000 people show up at the program last night," or "We raised, and it was 400," or "We raised $50,000 for our fundraiser this year when it was 5,000." And that's lying, right? So the prideful person is also usually a big time liar. They are deceitful and dishonest, and they do not have integrity. The prideful person does not listen because they think they know better. And you'll try to give them ideas to help. And they'll even come to you for help, but then they dismiss everything you say. They don't want to listen because they think they know better. Nobody knows everything, y'all, except God. God is the only one who is all-knowing. He's omniscient. You are not. Prideful people stress out when other people around them don't measure up. Now, I used to have this really, really bad. Because when I work, I am a workaholic. And I want things done right. Because I don't like to have to go back and repeat myself as far as doing a job over again because I didn't do it right the first time. So I'm really careful about trying to do it right the first time. So if I'm put on a team and there are people who work slower than I do, or they don't work up to the same level of excellence, it would bug me. But instead of trying to teach them and show them how to be a better worker so that they too could get accolades and praise from their boss, I would just leave them in the dust and do it myself, which was wrong. A prideful person always has strained relationships, whether it's with a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, especially children, coworkers. They're going to have strained relationships because the other people in their life are tired of you pointing out everything they do wrong. You complain a lot. You chastise a lot. You discipline a lot. You embarrass them a lot. You make them feel like crap, like they're worthless a lot. Usually, people in the life of a prideful person has very low self-esteem, and you've caused that. And you have to own that and repent. A prideful person does not like to ask for help when they should. 1 Peter 5:5 says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And really, y'all, here's what pride is. Pride is the root of fear that's hiding beneath the mask of perfection. Now that's a mouthful right there. There are many signs of pride in our lives, and those aren't all of them. But here's the thing. If we are saved and living for Christ, we should be living a life of humility. How can we be his bride and come to him in a spirit of pride? The answer is we can't. So all of this being offended and being defensive and having a superficial heart, having a harsh spirit, always finding fault with everybody else, we really need to take ownership of the fact that this is a stronghold. And we are not bearing the fruit, any fruit of the Spirit, when we are prideful. We just aren't. And so we have to get rid of it. We cannot live with a spirit of pride. So how do we get rid of it? What's the remedy? Philippians 2, 3, and 4 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. For each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." And Philippians 2, 5 through 11 says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So I pray that those of you who have the stronghold of pride, who have a prideful spirit, or if it's not you and you're living with a prideful person, that you will begin praying for the opposite to occur, for them to become humble before God. Because they just can't continue this way. That's not a Christ-like spirit. I pray that you've learned something new about pride today, and I pray that this will no longer be a stronghold in your life. God can redeem us from anything, including pride. And guys, gals, whoever's listening, I just can't say it enough. This is something that has got to go. And I'm telling you from a loving heart, having been through this experience myself, having been this way for a long time and super pissed off when my grandmother told me I was prideful. Oh my gosh. And I didn't get to apologize for her for that before she died because I got so angry with her. But I'll get to in heaven, or she knows now. But when people tell you you have pride, or that you're a hypocrite, or that you're jealous or whatever, and these people love you, you need to listen. And you need to do some self-reflection, some self-analyzing, and ask the Holy Spirit to show you if what they're telling you is true, and not just get all offended about it, but actually take it into account, because there's a reason they're saying that. And they're telling you this out of love. I pray that this blessed you. It even blessed me having, you know, taught you guys today. I pray that July is wonderful for you, and that the rest of the year is wonderful for you, and that you will step into your calling and just be everything God wants you to be with the spirit of humility. Amen. Be blessed.